我想请弟兄姊妹翻开旧约歌中之歌雅歌第七章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to the Old Testament, the Song of Songs, chapter 7.
雅歌第七章。
Song of Songs, chapter 7.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你的头在你身上好像加密山，你头上的发是紫黑色，王的心因着下垂的发柳系住了。
Your head crowns you like Carmel, and the flowing locks of your head are like purple threads. The king is captivated by your tresses.
我们天然的人，如果不是在主的光下，我们实在看不见我们自己的渺小。
A natural man, if it's not under the light of the Lord, we would not see how little we are.
而且因着我们不认识神的缘故，所以我们活出来的光景实在是顶撞神，而且不认识神。
Because of the lacking of our knowledge of God, our life before God is actually against Him.
但在主的光下，我们看见我们自己的本相。而我们愿意把自己再交给主的话，主在我们身上所做的，实在是超过我们所求所想的。
But when we are under His light, then we will see who we truly are. And if we are willing to offer ourselves to Him, then the Lord can work in us beyond what we can imagine.
所以，如果我们真是愿意把自己奉献交在主的手中，而且愿意为他而活
，So if we are truly willing to offer ourselves to the Lord to live for Him.
而且愿意讨他的喜悦
and to strive to please him.
那他在我们身上所要带出来的那个荣耀那个华美是超过我们所求所想
then the glory and the beauty that he can manifest through us is beyond what we can ever imagine.
在雅歌书就讲到一位圣徒这位女子因为他愿意把他自己完全的献上而且顺服在神的手中主在他身上就看到一个美丽。
So the Song of Songs talks about this saint who is a woman, and she was willing to offer herself completely to the Lord to live for Him. And the Lord was able to and the Lord was able to work in her, and we can see the beauty in her life.
所以圣灵在这里特别用了一句话来解释这一个满了主生命的人，他是怎么样的一个光景。
So the Holy Spirit used a phrase here to describe somebody who is full of the life of the Lord.
他说他的头在他身上好像加密山。
It says that your head crowns you like Carmel.
我想很少人形容女子她的头像一座山的。
Very rarely would people describe a woman's head as a mountain.
但圣灵是用他的话来解释那个属灵的事情。
But the Holy Spirit uses His own words to explain the spiritual things.
而且他说他的头上的发头发是紫色的，在原文是不是紫黑啊？是紫色的。
And the hair was purple color.
然后这个头发呢，能够把王的心，就是把主的心，给拘禁起来。
And this hair captivated the king's heart.
那为什么说到他的头像加密山呢？
Why did the Holy Spirit say that her head was like the Mount Carmel?
我们知道在圣经里面，他特别用了一些地名来形容神的荣耀和神的华美。
We know that in the Bible, God always uses places to describe His beauty and His glory.
根据以赛亚书35章第二节那边特别提到。
In Isaiah 35, verse 2, it specifically says this.
他提到耶和华的荣耀，也提到耶和华的华美。
It talked about the majesty and the glory of God.
他讲到耶和华的荣耀的时候呢，他是用黎巴嫩这个地方来形容。
And when glory was mentioned, it was described as the land of Babylon.
因为我们知道黎巴嫩它是产香柏木的。
Because we know that Babylon produces cedar.
而且黎巴嫩呢，因为它的山很高，终年积雪，所以它在圣经里面常常预表那个属天的境界。
And because this mountain is very high, and then it gets cold, so there is a lot of snow, and so it actually speaks of a very high spiritual condition.
但讲到神的华美的时候呢，他就用加密山跟沙伦平原 来预表。
But when it talked of the majesty of God, it was described as Mount Carmel and also Sharon.
所以当这里讲到这个驴子它的头像加密山的时候，换言之，它生命所彰显出来的是神的荣美。
So here we says when it says the woman's head was described as Carmel, it's really talking about the majesty of God.
而讲到她头上的头发是紫色的。
And when it says that her hair was purple in color.
我们知道紫色是代表君尊尊贵荣耀的颜色。
We know that the purple color describes royalty and majesty.
头发在圣经里面，我们知道讲到我们的奉献，讲到我们的顺服。
Here speaks of our consecration and our obedience.
所以圣灵在这里为他做见证，说到他的顺服，他的奉献，产生所带出来的乃是那个荣耀，那个尊贵。
So the Holy Spirit here is witnessing for her that her obedience and her consecration is bringing forth this beauty and majesty.
对，这个荣耀，这个华美，深深地抓住了主的心。
And this glory and majesty captivates the Lord's heart.
好像主不管到哪里，主的心总是跟着他去。
That no matter where the Lord is, his heart is always there with her.
你看，当一个人的生命到这样成熟的时候，连主都不得不听。听从他的祷告，顺从他的思想。
So when one's life is so mature, even the Lord cannot not answer the prayers and not follow his prayers.
弟兄姊妹，也许我们在我们所遇见的那些弟兄姊妹当中，没有最少看到一点点这样的一个光景。
So among the brothers and sisters we have met, maybe we can see a glimpse of that condition.
这个很吸引我们，我们也实在是愿意来走上这条道路。
And that really draws our heart, and that we would want to also follow this path.
这样子的一个生命带着一个能力。
This kind of a life has it comes with power.
就好像呢，新约的雅各书第五章所讲的。
It's like the New Testament, the book of James.
你记得在雅各书第五章第十七节、十八节，他们提到以利亚。
James chapter 5 verse 17 and 18 talks of Elijah.
他讲到以利亚是跟我们一样性情的人。
It says that Elijah was a man with a nature like ours.
可是他祷告，恳切的祷告，三年零六个月不下雨，天就不下雨。
And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months.
后来他祷告不但下雨，而且地也长出土产。
Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruits.
那这里有一个人，他好像把王的心都给抓住了。
Here we see a man who captivated the king's heart.
他祷告三年零六个月不要下雨，就不下雨。
And so when he prayed that it would not rain for 3 years and 6 months, and it did not rain.
那最近我们洛杉矶这边天气非常的炎热，很多地方都超过100度，而且好多的山火。
Lately in Los Angeles, the temperature has been really high, has been always over 100 degrees, and we have a lot of wildfires.
而且我们好久没有下雨了。
And it has not rained for a long time.
我不晓得我们当中是不是有一些以利亚在那边祷告。
I don't know if there's any Elijah among us who are praying.
但是不管怎么样，你就看见了，在这里有一个人，他好像他在地上的行动，能够影响天上的行动。
But no matter what, we can see that there's a man here. Whatever he's doing on earth is affecting what's happening in heaven.
他在地上所捆绑的，天上就捆绑。
Whatever he binds on earth is bound in heaven.
他在地上所释放的，天上也释放。
Whatever he set free on earth is set free in heaven.
所以很奇妙，在雅各书这一段讲到加密山的时候呢，很自然的就让我们想到以利亚。
So therefore, as we read this passage from the Song of Solomon.About Mount Carmel, it immediately links us to Elijah.
因为我们知道以利亚曾经在加密山上有一次很大的征战。
Because we know that Elijah has a great battle on Mount Carmel.
如果你记得的话，在列王记上十八章记载的这一段故事。
If you remember the story recorded in 2 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十八章。
First Kings chapter 18.
那边提到在当时以色列的全国几乎都离弃神拜偶像。
It was talking about the time when almost everybody in Israel, they were all departed from the Lord and they were all worshiping idols.
以前他们拜金牛犊，但是最起码他们还是用耶和华的名字来拜。
In the past, they worshipped the golden calves, but at least they were using God's name while they were worshipping that.
但是到了以利亚这个时代，他们连神的名字都换了，而且开始公开的拜偶像，拜巴利。
But at the time of Elijah, they rejected the Lord's name and they were publicly worshipping Baal, which is an idol.
在以利亚的心中呢，他非常的孤单，因为好像只有他一个人。
And in the heart of Elijah, he felt very lonely because he felt like he was alone all by himself.
但是呢，在他祷告三年零六个月不下雨的这一段时间呢，现在神的话临到他，要叫他去见当时的国王。
And so after he prayed earnestly for the 3 years and 6 months, God touched upon his heart that he needed to go and meet the king.
所以他就要求王带着以色列人，还有那些拜巴利的450个先知，以及拜亚瑟拉的400个先知，都到加密山上面来。
So he asked the king to bring all the people and the 450 prophets and the 400 people who worship Asherah, they all go to Mount Carmel.
以利亚就对民众说，你们心慈恶意要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华，若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。众民一言不答，在这21节。
In verse 21, Elijah came to all the people and said, How long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people did not answer.
所以以利亚在这边有一个挑战。
And here Elijah has a challenge.
如果巴利是神，那你去拜他，这是对的。
So he told the people, if Baal is truly God, go worship him. That would be right.
但若耶和华是神，你就应该顺从耶和华。
But if the Lord is God, then you should submit to the Lord God.
可是你们的心怀恶意，两种意见。
And yet your heart has two different opinions.
所以呢，他们就准备，他就叫他们准备两只牛犊。
So then he told them to prepare 2 calves.
哎，把它杀了，切成筷子。
And that they would cut it into pieces.
就让巴利的先知他们先开始来敬拜他们的神。
And so he let the prophets of Baal to go and start their worship of God.
哎，他说如果巴利可以降下火来烧灭这些祭物的话，他就是神。
So he said that if Baal can cause fire to come down to burn up all the offerings, then Baal is God.
因为在他们的心目中，巴利是一种火神，是一个太阳神。
Because to them, Baal was the god of fire. He was the god of the sun.
所以他如果是真的话呢，他应该降下火来烧灭。
If he is real, then he would send the fire down to burn up the offering.
所以他们从早上到中午到晚上到献晚祭的时候呢，一点事情都没有发生。
But then they were doing that for a long time, from morning until noon, and nothing had happened.
以利亚还对他们讲，你们声音要大一点。因为他可能在睡觉，可能在走路，可能他忘了，你们要叫醒他。
So Elijah was joking with them that you need to call louder, you need to wake him up, maybe he has fallen asleep, so wake him up.
所以整天都没有什么事情发生，他们还拿刀来砍自己。
And nothing had happened, so they started hurting themselves, cutting themselves.
我们知道后来以利亚就开始修筑曾经被毁坏的耶和华的坛，在那个地方。
And then we know that Elijah later on, he started rebuilding the altar that belongs to
him. 取了12块石头代表以色列12个支派在那个地方，然后建筑了这个祭坛。
So he took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the son of Jacob and built the altar.
把牛犊切成筷子放在这个祭坛上。
And he cut the ox into pieces and put it on the altar.
四围就挖着沟。
And he dig some trenches around the altar.
然后叫他们浇水，连续浇了3次。
And so he asked the people to pour water in it, and they poured water in 3 times.
我们知道后来他就开始祷告神，求神降下火来，果然神就降下了火。
Then we see that he started praying earnestly, and then God truly has sent down the fire.
众民看见就伏在地说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
And when all the people saw that, they fell on their faces and they all said, The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.
那这个人实在是一个传奇的人。 traditional.
This is a man of tradition.
他能够在这里献祭，然后求神降下火来，神就降下了火。
He can offer the offering and he prayed to God and God sent the fire according to his prayer.
他向着神的心，真的是把神的心给掳住了。
His heart toward God truly captivated God's heart.
所以这个人，他怎么样会有这么大的能力？
So why is this man so powerful?
你记得在我们刚才读的雅各书，就是新约的雅各书第五章，讲了那一段降雨的事情之前，有一句话，他说：“义人的祷告是大有功效。”
And the passage that we read earlier in James chapter 5, before it talks about Elijah, there was a phrase in verse 16 that says, the effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much.
所以以利亚他能够这样的祷告神能垂听，有个很重要的原因，因为他这个人对。
There is a significant reason why Elijah prayed and God answered. And the reason is that Elijah, he was right before God.
什么叫做义人？
What is a righteous man?
在神的眼中，义人就是合他心意的人。
In God's eye, righteous man means it's a man after his own heart.
在神的眼中，如果这个人是为着讨神的喜悦，按照神的旨意活在神的面前，这就是义人。
In the eyes of God, if somebody is striving to please him, who is living for him, that person is considered a righteous man.
所以从以利亚身上我们可以看见，他到底是怎么样一个人。
So we can see from the life of Elijah what kind of a man he is.
在列王记上十七章，以利亚就突然出现了。
In 1 Kings chapter 17, that's when Elijah all of a sudden appeared.
没有交代他从前的历史。
We were not told his history.
但是呢，他一出现了，他就说：“我指着我所侍奉永生耶和华以色列神起誓。”
And when he speak, immediately he said, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives."Before whom I stand.
所以在这里我们看见他是一个什么样的人呢？他是一生只有一个目的，就是来侍奉神的人。
So we see that what kind of a man was Elijah? He was one who served God his entire life.
这让我们想起亚伯。
And it reminds me of Job.
亚伯就是
Abel.
那亚伯当时是牧羊的。
He was a shepherd.
但是当时的人不吃肉。
And back then, people don't eat meat, though.
所以他牧羊只有一个目的，就是为了来奉献，为了敬拜神。
And the only reason why he would raise herds is because he wanted to worship God.
他的兄弟该隐是一个好人，因为他也在那种地。
Cain is a good man because he's also tilling in the ground.
他靠自己的劳力在那里种地来养活自己。
He worked according to his own strength to feed himself.
但亚伯不一样，亚伯根本就没有为自己，他完全为着神。
But Abel was different. He did not live for himself. He lived for God.
所以以利亚就是这样的一个人，他一生好像什么事都不做，他只有一个目的，就是侍奉神。
Elijah is like this. It seems like he had not done anything in his own life, but his entire life he has just one vision, which is to serve God.
哎，他侍奉了神，这里特别提到这个神，他说他是活神，永生神，是活着，神对他是活的。
And here we also see that he knows this God is a living God.
所以如果我们侍奉神，而我们不觉得他是活的话，那这个侍奉是一个宗教的侍奉。
So if we are serving God and yet we don't know that he is living, then our service is just a religious act.
因为很多时候我们也说我们的神是活神，可是呢，我们在日常生活中，我们跟他的关系不是这么活。
So oftentimes we say that the God that we serve is a living God. And yet in our daily life, we do not really show forth, we do not really have that relationship to show that this is a living relationship.
如果没有这个活的关系呢，自然的我们就冷淡下来，自然的就变成一个仪式，变成一个宗教。
If there isn't a living relationship, then naturally it would cool down and then it would become just a religious act.
在这里我们看见以利亚他侍奉神。而且这个神是这么活的，在他的面前。
And here we saw Elijah how he's serving God, and God is living.
所以他说：“这几年我若不祷告，就不降露不下雨。”
And so he said that surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word.
如果他不是跟神的关系这么 close, 这么活的话呢，我想他这个话他自己都没有把握。
If he doesn't have such a close and living relationship with the Lord, he would not have confidence in saying these words.
现在居然有一个人跟神的关系这么亲密，他不祷告就不下雨。
But we see that there's a man who has such a close relationship with the Lord that if he does not pray, then there will be no rain.
而且他话一讲完以后，你看神的话就临到他。
And immediately after he spoke, then the word of the Lord came upon him.
神就要离开往东去，藏在约旦河东边的一个基利西旁。
God told him to go to the east and hide himself by the brook Cherith.
神知道他落在一个很危险的光景里面。
God knew that he is under a very dangerous situation.
甚至比他还在乎，因为他讲了，他还不准备逃跑。
And God cared for him even more than he cared for himself. And after he spoke all those words, he wasn't even planning on fleeing.
所以看见他根本就把自己忘掉的一个人。
But Elijah was someone who totally forgot about himself.
有很多时候我们为自己打算的太多，就神在我们身上做的事就少了。
Oftentimes we like to plan for ourselves, and therefore God cannot have His work on us.
但在这里一个完全不为自己打算的人呢，你接下来看就看见神为他想了很多，做了很多。
But here is someone who does not plan for himself, and yet God has done so much for him.
所以神叫他离开，要躲起来，因为有人要追杀他。
And God told him to go and flee and hide because somebody is going to come and chase you and try to kill you.
而且神也知道三年零六个月不下雨。不仅以色列人遭殃，连以利亚本身也要遭殃。
And God also knew that for 3 years and 6 months, if it doesn't rain, not only the Israelites will be harmed, even Elijah, he will be harmed.
所以神带他到一个水边，而且这个水呢是约旦河的源头，所以源头的水是最后才干的。
And so God brought him to the brook, and this is where the water comes begins. And so that the source of water would be the last place that it will dry up.
所以你看神为他想的多美。
So we can see how good God's plan is for him.
而且叫乌鸦叼饼含肉来给他吃。
And God causes the raven to come and bring him bread and meat.
我们都知道乌鸦是吃肉的。
We know that ravens eat meat.
但是乌鸦虽然吃肉，还把肉叼来，自己不吃给他。
But the raven catches the meat, he did not eat it, but drop it down for Elijah to eat.
这给我们看见，你看一个跟神关系这么亲密的人，你看神给他做的有多大。
So we see that here is a man who has such a close walk with the Lord, and what God has done for him is so great.
然后等到水也干了，神就派他到外邦的一个地方，西顿，那里去找一个寡妇来供养他。
And when the brook had dried up, then the Lord told him to go to a widow who lives in Sidon.
我们知道神没有叫他到一个很有钱的人家里去，神叫他到一个寡妇那里去。
God did not ask him to go to a rich person's home. He asked him to go to a widow's house.
因为神不仅要祝福以利亚，神也要祝福这个寡妇。
Because God not only wanted to bless Elijah, but God wanted to bless this widow.
所以这个寡妇刚开始的时候她信不来，所以她说我只剩下一点点的面，好，只够我跟我孩子吃一顿而已。但是以利亚说你要先拿给我吃。
And in the beginning, this widow didn't have faith, and she said that, well, I only have enough left for me and my son, only for one meal. But Elijah said to her, do not fear, make some bread for me.
后来我们知道，当然他的坛内的面没有减少，瓶里的油也没有短缺，一直到耶和华降雨的时候。
And so we know that later on what happened was the bowl of flour did not get exhausted, nor the jar of the oil got empty until the day that the Lord sent rains on the earth.
后来我们知道这寡妇的儿子死了，但以利亚又把他带回来。
And later on we also saw that the widow's son had died, but Elijah raised him back from death.
那我们讲到以利亚这些背景，我们最主要就看见一个人他能够跟神的关系是这么的亲近，而且那个关系这么的活，所带下来的效果是这么的大，这实在是我们可以好好在主面前要学习的。
So as we look at the stories of Elijah, we see here is a man who has such a close and living relationship with the Lord, and we can see how powerful his life is, and we can learn from this man.
这个人是为主而活的人。
We saw that this is a man who lives for the Lord.
这个人是完全把自己奉献给主的人。
This is somebody who truly, completely consecrated himself to God.
而且呢，他是一个顺服神的人。
And he's somebody who submits to the Lord.
不为自己想的人。
He does not think for himself.
而且呢，他是寻求神旨意的人。
And he's somebody who seeks for the will of God.
而且在所有的人在背叛他、背叛神的时候呢，他是唯一为神站住，而且能够倾听神的话的人。
When everyone else rejected the Lord, he was the only one who stood up for the Lord and listened to God.
在我们现在这个末后的时代，神也在寻找这样的人。
In the last days, we know that God is also looking for men like this.
因为这个时代会越来越恶。
Because this world is going to get worse and worse.
我们也需要有这样的人，能够亲近神，明白神的旨意，而且能够活出来的人。
We also need men like this who is close to God, who can understand God's heart and can live out this God's heart.
当然，靠着我们自己，我们没有办法，我们差得太远。
Of course, by our own strength, we would never be able to do this. We are so far from that.
但是呢，我们从新约的亮光里面呢，我们的确可以帮助我们学到一些事情。
But when we see the New Testament, there we can gain some help.
我们来看一下罗马书十二章，我们很熟悉的一段圣经。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 12. It's a very familiar passage. First one and two.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
这里讲到我们属灵的生命要更进一步，我们与神的关系要更亲近的，第一件事情要做的就是奉献。
Here it says that in order to have a closer walk with the Lord, to have a closer relationship with the Lord, the first thing we need to do is to be a living sacrifice.
他这里说特别讲的要把身体献上。
It specifically says that we need to present our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
为什么这里提到身体？
Why did it mention about body?
因为根据希伯来书第十章那里有引出旧约的一句话。
Because in Hebrews chapter 10, it spoke of a verse in the Old Testament.
他讲到当基督来到世上的时候，他曾经说。
Because when Christ came to earth, he once said this.
说神啊，祭物和礼物是你所不喜欢的。
He said that sacrifice and offering you have not desired.
但你给我预备了身体。
But a body you have prepared for me.
这里提到身体。
And he talks of the body.
燔祭和赎罪祭是你所不愿意的。
In whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you have taken no pleasure.
他说，我来了是要照你的旨意行。
Behold, I have come to do your will.
所以当基督来的时候，神给他预备了一个身体。这个身体做什么用呢？是要照你的旨意行。
So when Christ came to earth, God gave him a body. What is this body for? The body is for him to do God's will.
所以现在在罗马书十二章一开始就讲到，要把身体献上当作活祭，是有一个目的的，乃是要照你的旨意而行。
So Romans chapter 12, verse 1 began with offering our bodies as a living sacrifice. There's a reason for that. It's so that we can do His will.
把身体献上是当作活祭。
To present our bodies is to be a living sacrifice.
一般的祭都是死的祭。
All the sacrifice, normally they are dead.
但这里却提到了活祭。
But here talk about living sacrifice.
换句话说，如果我们真正要遵循神的旨意而行呢，你必须有两个方面。
So in other words, in order for us to truly do His will, there are two aspects.
一个就是死，所有从亚当来的都需要死。
One aspect is that you need to be dead. Anything that comes out from Adam has to be dead.
所有活出来的都是要靠着基督的生命来活。
Anything that's living must be living through Christ.
所以在这里我们就看见这个十字架在这个地方是奉献的一个基础。
So we see that the cross is the pillar of the sacrifice.
不是说我们今天把自己身体献上当作活祭，我们什么都不做了，我们就去传道了。
It's not that today we present our body as a living sacrifice, so we don't do anything and we just go and preach.
有些人神也许是这样的呼召。
For some people, maybe God has such a calling.
但是呢，如果我们把身体献上当作活祭来说
，But as we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice,
你现在读书跟从前读书就不一样了。
You study in the past and you study now, and there will be a difference.
从前你读书是为了你自己的前途。
And in the past, when you study for your own future.
你现在读书乃是为着神的旨意。
But now you study is for the will of God.
从前你的工作是为了你的未来。
In the past, you work for your own future.
现在你的工作乃是为了他的旨意。
But now your career is for the will of God.
所以只有在这里把身体献上当作活祭以后，才产生第二节的效果。
And so we see that as you present your body as a living sacrifice, we see the results in verse 2.
到最后面第二节他就讲到，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
圣经讲了神的旨意是需要去查验。
Here it says that the will of God needs to be proven.
换句话说，这个旨意呢，不是说你随便就知道的。
So in another words, the will of God is not very easily known.
你需要去查。
You need to prove it.
但是你要查的先决条件是你要把自己奉献。
But in order to prove it, the requirement is that you've got to offer yourself first.
我想我们很多弟兄姊妹都有这样的经验，当我们真的开始把过一个奉献的生活以后呢，的确我们在寻求神的旨意的时候呢，我们比较懂得神的心意。
So I think brothers and sisters might have these experiences also, that after you consecrate yourself to the Lord, as you seek His will, then God's will becomes clearer to you.
所以的确一个奉献的心智跟明白神的旨意是不能够分开来的。
The heart to offer yourself to the Lord and knowing His will cannot be separated.
如果我们还没有开始一个奉献的生活，我们不可能认识神的旨意。
If we do not start this life of consecration, we will not be able to understand God's will.
但当我们开始了真正的奉献的生活以后呢，你就开始明白，开始懂得怎么查验神的旨意。
But once we start living in this life of consecration, then we'll start to prove God's will.
但是如果我们在经历里面，我会发觉呢，这中间有一个落差。
In our experience, we might find that there's something missing.
就你会发觉，就是说，就算你真正的把自己奉献，过一个奉献的生活，奉献做个活祭以后呢，你发觉对你，当你开始明白神的旨意的时候，你有一个限度没有办法突破。
And so after you have consecrated yourself, present your body as a living sacrifice to God, you begin to understand God's will. And yet in terms of doing it, you feel like there is something missing.
就是说你觉得你是一个奉献的人，可是为什么对神的旨意好像你只能够明白到一个程度就不能够再往前了。
So even though you're a consecrated person and you come to understand the will of God, and yet you feel that you can only understand to a certain extent, how come I cannot move even further?
这里就是我们在第二节前面所提到的，就是心意更新而变化这句话。
And so this is spoken of in the beginning of verse 2. It talks of being transformed by the renewing of your mind.
换句话说，如果我们的心思没有跟着变化的话，我们要查验呢，我们会有一个限度。
So in other words, if our mind is not continually renewed at the same time, then our understanding of God's will would be limited.
心思的更新不可否认是跟身体现状当活祭有直接的关系。
So the renewing of the mind definitely has a relationship to the offering of ourselves.
但是心思的更新呢，还有更一步要学的功课。
But the renewing of the mind, there is a further lesson there.
我们要来看一下哥林多后书第十一章。
Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
第三节
Verse 3
我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
But I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
保罗在这里对哥林多的信徒讲，他说我怕你们的心，就心思会偏于邪，就是被败坏了，被谁败？被仇敌败坏了，失去了那像基督那个单纯，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃。
And so we told Paul says that our mind, he's afraid that our mind will be led astray by the enemy, and that we will be deceived by the enemy, and so we will lose that simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
换句话，我们虽然信主了，
In another word, although we have come to believe in the Lord,
很多时候，我们发觉我们的确有一个新的心。
And oftentimes we realize that we have a new heart.
但是我们仍然留着一个旧的头。
And yet we have our old head.
我们虽然已经有了基督的生命。
Although we have the new life of Christ.
但是我们的心思仍然是亚当的心思。
And yet our mind is still the mind of Adam.
所以在保罗在这里特别警告哥林多的信徒，这些话也是对我们说的。
So Paul specifically warned the Corinthians, and these words are also for us.
因为仇敌要常常的来诱惑我们，像诱惑夏娃一样。
Because the enemy always wants to deceive us, just as he deceived Eve.
使我们的心思呢被带到歪路上去。
So that our minds will be led astray.
失去了向着基督的单纯。
That we will lose the simplicity towards Christ.
你看，本来亚当夏娃他们有神的话，有神的命令，但是当蛇来引诱夏娃的时候呢，给了他一个问号，神岂是真说？
So originally Eve has the command and the word of God, and yet when the serpent came, Eve started doubting the words, and so she was confused.
所以仇敌常常在我们的心中打一个问号。
The enemy often put a question mark in our heart.
本来我们向着神的心应该是单纯的，但是打了一个问号以后就变得复杂了。
So originally our heart is supposed to be simple and pure before God, and yet when the question mark comes in, then we become complicated.
所以许多画图的人把蛇，特别是眼镜蛇，画成就像一个问号的样子。
So when we talked about the serpent,
It looks like a
question mark.
Yeah, question mark. 就把我们的心弄得非常的，你看复杂起来。
And it really causes a lot of complication in our hearts.
但是神的话总是把我们带回单纯。
But God's words always lead us back to simplicity and purity.
你记得在诗篇十九篇第七节有一句话很有意思。
Psalm 19 verse 7 has a phrase that's very meaningful.
英文比较准，中文有一点偏差。
The English translation is more accurate.
他耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
你看他这里特别提到，他说耶和华的律法，就耶和华的话，耶和华的律法。全备能够苏醒人的魂，但耶和华的法度在原文就是见证，神的律法就是神的见证。耶和华的见证能使什么？能使聪明的人变成单纯。
So here it says that the law of the Lord, which is the word of God, is perfect and it restores our soul, and that the testimony of the Lord is sure, and it says making the wise the simple.
你看，我们如果被蛇引诱的话，我们会越来越聪明。
So if we are deceived by the serpent, we'll become more and more smart.
但这个聪明呢，使我们失去向神的单纯。
But this wisdom causes us to not be simple before God.
但是神的话，神的见证呢，能够把我们带回到那个向着神的单纯。
And yet God's words and His testimony can bring us back to that simplicity and purity.
我们知道哥林多的信徒，他们聪明，他们很聪明，他们很有智慧，有很多的恩赐。
The saints in Corinth, they are full of wisdom and they have a lot of gifts.
当保罗来到他们当中的时候，保罗怎么对他们说话呢？
So when Paul went to them, what did Paul say to them?
在哥林多后书第一章十二节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12。
保罗说，我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人，不靠人的聪明，来靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
Verse 12 says, For our proud confidence is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world and especially towards you.
保罗来到一群非常聪明有智慧的属世智慧的人的面前，他怎么办？
So Paul came upon a people who is very intelligent and full of worldly wisdom.
他说，我们在世为人，不靠人的聪明。
And so he said that we conduct ourselves in this world not according to our fleshly wisdom.
我们靠神的恩典。
But in the grace of God.
我们像你们更是这样。
And it's even more so towards you.
或者对那些聪明的信徒，保罗怎么样呢？他说我不靠聪明。
So for the intelligent saints, what did he say? He said he does not go according to his fleshly wisdom.
所以你看保罗的心思是一个更新的心思。
And we see that Paul's mind is a renewed mind.
所有从亚当来的那些智慧聪明，他都当成祭，现在祭坛上都烧死了。
All the intelligence and wisdom from Adam, he offered them on the altar and let it be burnt.
但是他所有能够留存下来都是神的恩惠，都是神的生命。
And what he keeps is the grace of God and the life of the Lord.
我们的主是一个最好的榜样。
And our Lord Jesus is our best example.
我们都很熟悉主耶稣在马太福音十一章所讲的一段话。
We are very familiar with some words in Matthew chapter 11 that the Lord Jesus said.
那时他被施洗约翰怀疑。
This was a time when John the Baptist was doubting Jesus.
他传道行神迹给许多的人，但那些人终不悔改。
And he had preached and did a lot of miracles, and yet the people would not repent.
在这样的情形下面，从人的眼光来看，他彻底失败了。
So in this kind of situation, from man's point of view, he had totally failed.
但是就在这个时候，主说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明、通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。”
And at that time, so Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent." And have revealed them to infants.
所以我们的主在人看他是失败的，但他满了感谢。
So according to man, our Lord Jesus was totally defeated, and yet he has totally failed, and yet he praised God.
为什么呢？因为他是婴孩，他向着父的心是婴孩。
Why? Why did he praise God? Because his heart toward God is like an infant.
对我们聪明通达的，我们真的不了解这件事情。
So for those who are wise and intelligent, they cannot understand this.
但是呢，我们的主他能够说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。
And yet our Lord was able to say, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth.
不仅是父，而且是天地的主。
Not only Father, but Lord of heaven and earth.
换句话说，这一切的天地的事情，都在他的掌握之中。
So in other words, it means that everything that happens in heaven and on earth,It's all under God's control.
所以不管是顺境还是逆境，我们要明白到底怎么一回事，你必须像个婴孩。
Whether it be whether if it's a smooth condition or a bad condition, we need to be like infants.
他说：“父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。”
And he said, "Yes, Father, for this way was well pleasing in your sight."
因为这件事情是神喜悦的，只要是神喜悦的，我们的主就喜悦。
And because this was well pleasing to the Father, and so therefore Jesus was satisfied, it was well pleasing to the Lord also.
所以我们只有当我们喜悦的时候，我们认为神才喜悦。
For us, it's when we feel that this is pleasing to us, then we think that God is pleased.
但是主在这里说，只要父喜悦，我就喜悦。
But then Jesus said that as long as the Father is well pleased, then I am pleased.
所以这里面有个人的感觉。
So here it talks about personal feeling.
那我们有时候太聪明通达了，所以呢，事情不顺利的时候呢，我们就忧愁了。为什么？因为我们觉得这事情一定不对了。
So because sometimes we're too wise and intelligent, so when things doesn't go the right way, then we think that, oh, something must be wrong.
如果我们是单纯像婴孩的话呢，我们也要说父啊，是的，因为你的喜悦，你的美意本是如此。
But if we are simple like infants, then we would be able to say that for this way was well pleasing in God's sight.
那接下来主就把一个很重要的属灵原则交通给我们。
And then after that, then he taught us a very important spiritual principle.
这个以前我们也提过，不过我们要复习一下，因为很重要。
I've spoken on this before, but I needed to repeat this because this is so important.
他一切所有的都是我父交付我的。
All things have been handed over to me by my Father.
所以你看到没有，施洗约翰。开始怀疑我们的主到底是不是弥赛亚，这个是父交给我的。
So when John the Baptist started to doubt if Jesus was the Messiah, Jesus said that all things has been handed over to me by my Father.
当主在那里行神迹，没有人相信他，他说这是父交给我的。
So when the Lord was doing the miracles and nobody believed him, he said that this was handed over to me by the Father.
他说除了父，没有人知道此。
And no one knows the Son except the Father.
换句话说，主受了那么多的委屈，受了这么多的挫折，他说，只要父知道，我就好了，我不需要人的同情。
So all these things that Jesus went through that seems to be so miserable, and yet the Father, he said that as long as the Father knows about it, that's enough. I don't need other people's sympathy.
所以主在这个地方，他是要讨父的喜悦。只要父认识他，知道他，他就好了。
So here the Lord Jesus only wanted to please the Father. As long as the Father knows, that's enough.
这跟我们，你看我们的光景差了多少
？We are so far from this condition.
他说，除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
And so it says that nor does anyone know the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him.
所以谁可以认识父
？Who can come to know the Father?
只有子。
Only the Son.
换句话说，如果我们在主父的面前学了一件事情，我们只讨他的喜悦，只要他知道就好，这样的人是一个认识父的人。
So if we are in the condition that we only want to please the Father, only the Father knows us enough, then we are then we know the Father.
而且只有这样的人能够指示别人认识父。
And only this kind of people can bring people can point people to the Father.
这就是为什么你要认识神的人太少了。
So that's why there are so few people who truly know God.
因为我们的心思没有更新。
Because our mind has not been renewed.
很多时候，我们按照我们天然人的观念逻辑下了很多的判断。
Oftentimes, according to our own wisdom and intelligence, we gave a lot of judgment.
我们的判断也许是对的。
Our judgment might be right.
但是那个源头却是聪明通达。
But the source might have been our own fleshly wisdom and intelligence.
但什么时候我们如果真的是单纯向着主的时候
，And any time when we are simple and pure like the Lord,
我们就开始认识真正认识主，认识父，认识主。
Then we truly come to know the Father and the Son.
然后我们才能够带领别人来认识主。
Then we can lead others to come to know Him.
所以心思的更新。对我们来讲太重要了。
So the renewing of the mind is so important to us.
圣经称心思的更新是一个征战。
The Bible tells us that the renewing of the mind is a battle.
哥林多后书第十章讲得很清楚。
2 Corinthians chapter 10 says it clearly.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不借着血气征战。
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒。
For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses.
将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事，一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we're taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ.
在这里你看见有一个征战。
So we see a battle.
而且在这征战当中呢，你会发觉呢，敌人有一个营垒。
And here we see, in this battle, that the enemy has a fortress.
那这个营垒里面是什么东西呢？就是我们个人的心思在这里面。
And what is in this? It is our mind.
所以不知不觉，那仇敌很厉害的，就是把我们的心思掳去，关在他的营垒里面。
And so.Unknowingly, the enemy would capture our mind and put it in his fortress.
需要把这个心思再拯救回来，让他顺服基督，这个心思才能被更新。
So we need to have the mind being captured again so that it can be renewed.
所以这个征战呢，你不能靠，不是征战的兵器不是属血气，不是属肉体的。
And so this warfare is not according to the flesh.
你必须是在神面前有能力，换句话说，你是在神的能力里面，你有这个能力，才能够攻破坚固的营垒。
We must have this power from God in order to destroy this fortress.
那这个营垒里面，他用的是各样的计谋，各样拦阻人认识神的至高之事。
And the fortress here talks of speculations and every lofty things raised up against the knowledge of God.
所以只有把这个心意夺回了，顺服基督了，你知道我们的心思才能完全被更新。
So in order for our mind to be renewed, our mind must be taken captivity to the obedience of Christ.
所以这个征战在神的话里面来讲呢，这是一个属灵的征战，很重要的一个征战。
So in God's word, this spiritual warfare speaks of a
很重要的一个征战。
It's a very important warfare.
也是我们常常忽略的一个征战。
And it's a warfare that we often forget.
所以你看，我们的心思常常很乱。
And our mind is always very confused.
而且呢。那特别是我们祷告的时候，心思不知道跑到哪里去了。
And especially when we're praying, our mind wanders.
心思被掳去了。
Our mind is being taken captivity.
我们如果没有把这个心思带回来顺服基督的话呢，你看我们对神认识神的旨意就打了折扣。
And if this mind is not being taken back to the obedience of Christ, then our understanding of God's will is limited.
而且很多我们的思想追根究底呢。你会发觉仍然是知识三二术的思想。
And oftentimes our understanding is really from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以不是我们的想法对还是不对。
So it's not a matter of whether what we think is right or wrong.
因为很多时候我们觉得我们这样想、这样判断、这样做是对的。
Because oftentimes we think, the way we think this is right, this is wrong.
但是呢，它仍然是知识三二术的。
But this is just the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是圣经上告诉我们，知识叫人自高自大，只有爱心能够造就人。
But the Bible tells us that knowledge puffs up, but only love edifies.
所以很多时候我们是对的，但是我们不能造就人。
So oftentimes we might be right, and yet we cannot edify other people.
很多时候我们对的，我们仍然是所谓的聪明通达的人。
So oftentimes we might be right and we might be wise and intelligent.
所以如果我们的思想的根源不是从生命树来的话呢，我们还需要蒙拯救。
But if the source of this thinking is not from the tree of life, then we need to be saved from it.
但我们知道拯救的路在这边特别告诉我们，是要在神的面前有能力。
And so we see that the way to the salvation is that we need to have the power before God.
所以这不是我们天然的能力。
And it's not our own fleshly power.
神的能力。
It's the divine power.
那什么是神的能力？
What is God's power?
基督总是神的能力。
Christ is the power of God.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Christ and him crucified.
所以罗马书第六章第六节告诉我们。
Romans chapter 6 verse 6 told us.
他说我们的旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
That our old self was crucified with him on the cross.
旧人所代表的包括从亚当来的所有的心思。
Old self includes all the thoughts that comes from Adam.
所以以弗所书第四章也讲得更详细一点，我们来看一下。
And Ephesians chapter 4 says it even more clearly.
在22节到24节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 22 through 24.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
That in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit.
所以你必须先把这个旧人跟旧人的心思行为都脱去。
So you must get rid of this old self and all the thoughts of this old self.
怎么脱去？
How can you get rid of it?
换句话，在十字架上，主已经把它与十字架同定了。
In another words, the Lord, when he was crucified on the cross, all that has been crucified with him.
所以每一个这样的背叛的思想，你发现了以后，都要在神的光里发现，都要把它再带回到十字架上，
so,
确认它已经是被钉死的。
So all these thoughts that is not according to the Lord, we need to bring it back to the cross and know that it has been crucified on the cross.
那接下来就很自然了，他就说，又要将你们的心智改换一新，在原文就是说要把你们心思的灵，心思里面的灵更新。
And so after this is that, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. In the original language, it talks of the spirit of the mind.
你知道我们的思想常常不在我们的控制底下。
Oftentimes we cannot be in control of our mind.
我们祷告神，求神来控制，你发觉也不在神控制的手中。
And we pray and ask God to control our mind, and yet we feel that it's not really under His control too.
因为对神来讲，他已经做成了。
Because to God, He had already accomplished that.
对我们来讲，我们必须在他十字架的光中，再带回到这个十字架上面。
But to us, in the light of the cross, we need to bring it back to the cross.
这样我们的心智、心思呢，就慢慢开始更新。
Then our mind can be renewed.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
所以在这，我们在这样的操练里面，在这样属灵的征战里面，你慢慢就发觉有一件事，有个现象就开始在你身上出现。
So as we exercise in this way, and also as we are involved in this spiritual warfare, we will notice something.
你就经历到希伯来书第八章所讲的一句话。
We would experience what Romans 8 says.
是希伯来书第八章。
Oh, Hebrews chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 10.
中间有一段话。他说我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，写在他们的心思上。
And then he said that I will put my law in their minds, and I will write them upon their hearts.
所以你看，一个心思被更新的人，神就开始把他借着他的灵把神的话就写在他的上面。
A mind that is renewed is a mind that allows God to write his law into their minds.
一个更新的心思，你就有了神的话，有神的旨意，所以你可以查验。
A renewed mind has the word of God and the will of God, and you can prove God's will.
你就可以查验什么是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And so therefore you can prove what is the good, perfect, acceptable will of God.
你知道神的律法开始写在你的心上。
And so the law, the word of God God, the law of God will be written in your heart.
当神的律法写在你心上的时候呢，你的心思就有了基督的心思。
And when the law is written upon your heart, then you will have the heart of Christ.
所以腓立比书第二章告诉我们。
Philippians chapter 2 tells us.
这时候我们就懂得什么？为什么叫做你应当要有基督耶稣的心思为心思？
Then we understand why it says that you need to have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
而且你知道他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己，取得奴仆的形象，成了人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
Who although he existed in the form of God did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of man, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
所以耶稣基督耶稣的心思呢，是一个卑微降卑的心思，而且顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So the mind of Christ is a mind that is humble, and he was obedient to the point of death.
这也是彼得前书第四章讲到，基督在世上受苦，你们也要以这样受苦的心智做兵器。
So 1 Peter chapter 4 also tells us that since Christ has suffered in the flesh, we should arm ourselves also with the same purpose.
我们就能够分辨，在罗马书第八章所讲的。什么叫做肉体的心思，就是什么叫做圣灵的心思。
Then we would be able to discern what is the mind of the flesh and what is the mind of the spirit.
因为肉体的思念，肉体的心思呢是死。
Because the mind of the flesh is death.
圣灵的心思呢还是平安。
But the mindset of the spirit is life and peace.
最后我们来看腓立比书第四章。
Lastly, let's take a look at Philippians chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus.
因为一个更新的心思呢，它不再受任何事情的挂虑来搅扰。
A renewed mind is not bothered by anxiety.
因为知道他借着祷告祈求呢，神会把赐人出人意外的平安赐给他。
Because knows that when you can also by prayer and supplication let the request be made known to God and the peace of God will guard their hearts.
第八节他讲了一个更新的心思，常常思念的乃是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的。若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要纪念。
In verse 8, we are told that a renewed mind dwell on whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, and if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
所以盼望借着新约圣经给我们的亮光，再上旧约圣经给我们看的榜样。
So through what we learn from the New Testament and the examples that we saw from the Old Testament,
我们也能够好好地活在神的面前，寻求他的旨意。
That we would also live before the Lord to seek His will.
在这个越来越败坏的时代呢，我们也能够预备好来等候主的回来。
That in this crooked and perverse generation, that we would truly wait before the Lord for His coming.
我们有一些祷告。
Let's pray.